I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. According to the New Mexico Department of Health, a female in her 30s from Lee County passed away as a result of the COVID-19 virus. The individual was hospitalized and had underlying conditions. The number of deaths of New Mexico residents related to the coronavirus is now 818. As far as COVID-19 cases, Lee County leads Southeast New Mexico with 1,239, and Eddy County, 613, and Chavez County has 907. 29-year-old Mateo Isaacs of Roswell, who was involved in a domestic dispute in October of 2018 that was followed by his leading Roswell police and other law enforcement officers on a vehicle pursuit during which he shot at officers. Well, he's been sentenced to 3 years in prison for aggravated assault on a peace officer. Isaacs was sentenced last month after pleading no contest in district court. The Roswell City Council voted to postpone decisions on city codes affecting the homeless. The city has tried to tackle the homeless problem for years. Many of them have lived under the Barrendo Bridge for years. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai says the city has attempted to help, but
some of these folks, though, simply don't want to live in a shelter. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I really understand it, but it's a reality. They don't want to live around others. They want to live in isolation or in more of a rustic environment.
However, when flooding happens, the arroyo under the bridge washes away the homeless belongings, and the fear is that the people who live under the bridge will be washed away too. During its regular scheduled meeting tonight, the city of Lovington will hold a proclamation for the late Don Kidd, who served as state senator for District 34 and also CEO of Western Commerce Bank. He passed away late last month. Lovington Mayor David Trujillo said Kidd was influential in
and had a market that he was targeting, and it was the minority marketing that he was targeting, and he did bring him on board.
As a Republican state senator, he was able to reach over the aisle with Democrats to get things done.
When he went up to Santa Fe, that's what he did, and he brought a lot of positive things for southeastern New Mexico when he was representing us as a senator.
The proclamation will be the first thing on the agenda at 5:30 tonight, and you can watch it on the City of Lovington website through YouTube. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Iris.